phone now, my friend Bob Hoffman. Good evening, Bob. How are you?
Cheryl, I am doing awesome. How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully. You know, I don't mind the weather. My hair's been in a ponytail since 7:30 out of the shower this morning. It's one of those days, but I'm enjoying it.
You look beautiful, and I'm not complaining either.
Well, thank you for that. Of course, a lot of folks in the mid-Michigan area know you as public relations manager for the Wharton Center. Tonight, however, you're wearing the hat as the founder of a group called Epiphany Now, and we're looking forward to another Pass It Forward get-together on Sunday, June 12th at Reno's in the afternoon at 3 o'clock. Tell us about this gathering.
This is, I think, the ninth gathering that we've had. We're going to gather at 3 o'clock. Come to Reno's. Bring your family. Bring your kids. It definitely is a family event. We give you different ideas of things that you can do out in the community to make a difference. And we're not a charity, but what we do is we say, you know what, go out and make a difference. Look somebody in the eye. Give them a compliment. Mow their grass. Do something that you are actually touching another soul one-on-one, and then come back and you share your story. We invite you back at 6 o'clock, and everyone starts sharing their story about what they did that day. It's so much fun, Cheryl. I know you've been before. It's a blast. This year, we have some pre-activities planned already, so some big activities planned. We've got Lunch with a Purpose that's going to be there. They're actually collecting canned goods, and they're going to deliver them to some local places around town, and then they're going to go to one of the local convalescent homes and visit with some of the residents there. We've got the respite people that are going to be on hand, and what they're going to do is get volunteers together to go into a home and to do some painting and to do some remodeling. Just real quick things that you can do in an afternoon, but if we get a lot of people together, it's a lot of fun. You make new friends, and come on out. It doesn't cost a thing. It doesn't have to cost anything.
Well, and that's what I was just going to say. People who listen to the show have heard you on here talking about how this came to be, to simplify it more than I should, perhaps. You'd always kind of had the idea that when I'm rich, I'm going to give away hundreds of dollars to people you meet that may need the extra help. And then you said, as the organization, I had an epiphany. You don't have to be rich to help someone out. It can be a small act like shoveling a walk at this time of year, of course. It's maybe mowing a lawn or picking some weeds or letting someone go in front of you in the grocery line. It's those little things that you do. I've gone to several of these events, and I can attest that you come away feeling much better than when you went, and the people you help or the people you do something nice for, you get a lot more out of it as well.
Absolutely. You know, if somebody came to my house and said, I want to pick your weeds, I would be like overjoyed.
Yeah. But it's something that simple. And I have to tell you, I've brought my daughters with me in the past. And I think the involvement with this organization and coming together and do this is what led her and some friends of hers to ask me to join them on Memorial Day. Again, when it was about 90 degrees, they grabbed cases of water. We grabbed my brother's chainsaw and we went out and cut trees down from the storm damage on Sunday. Just went someplace. We had no idea who they were. We could just tell the driveway was socked in with trees. And I'm not doing that to congratulate myself. Please understand. It because of their involvement, and when we got done and finally made it to the house where we could talk to the owner of the house, he realized he didn't know us. And he said, why are you here? And we just said, you look like you needed some help. Well, his eyes started watering. He started crying. And I just said, pay it forward.
Yeah.
And that's kind of in, and again, that's, I think, the reason my daughter and her friends, all in their 20s, came up with this idea is because of the involvement in this.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what it's all about is, you know what, the whole thing is that no matter where you are, no matter how much money you have, no matter how busy you are, if you do something nice for somebody, it comes back to you and you feel amazing.
Oh, without question.
And that's what we're really teaching. That's why I say it's really good for kids. It's really good for people of all ages. Maybe there's something that you need done and you need help with. Come to Epiphany Now on Sunday and say, hey, this is what I need. Can somebody help me?
And it's like you said, you don't have to come. Just show up. People will give you some ideas of things to do, which springboard into other ideas. You've also started a new partnership with this one that's kind of exciting. You're partnering with GM. Tell me how that's going to work.
Yeah, General Motors has given us five brand new SUV vehicles to use over the Over the weekend. They're being delivered Friday and then going to be returned on Monday. And some of those pre-planned projects that we have identified already, we're going to use those vehicles to do the random acts of kindness, the good deeds. So if you're interested in coming out and seeing what the new GM vehicles look like, we've got five brand new SUVs that you can take a look at. And so they really wanted to come on board because they want to show that they actually pass it forward, and they love the concept. So
well, and this just started with you with an idea, an epiphany, and a few friends said, hey, let's go do something. And look what it's grown into. Each time I go, Bob, the numbers increase exponentially.
Yeah, I mean, we just had one in Grand Rapids, and there were 340 people there. Now, imagine when you get 340 people together and people start telling their stories about what they did in the community, and people are like, yeah, that is so awesome, and they're giving you applause, and everyone's excited. The energy is so palpable. You leave and you are on cloud nine. It is so worth coming out.
Well, it is without question. I can attest to that. And we looked forward to having the biggest crowd in Lansing. Where can folks go to a website to get it more information, or Facebook?
Yeah, absolutely. We're on Facebook, but it's a little odd spelling, and I'll tell you why. It's E-P-I-S-A-N-Y-N-O-W. So Epiphany Now. .org is the website, or Epiphany Now on Facebook, and you can find information there. And Epiphany is because I had the epiphany, and Now is because, you know what, you can have the same epiphany right now.
Absolutely. Bob, as always, we try to absorb your energy whenever you're around. I'm looking forward to getting some more of that energy on Sunday, being with you and all of the great folks that come out to do this. Sunday, June 12th, Reno's East in East Lansing, 3 o'clock, and then come back at 7 to tell your stories. It's a great event.
Come back at 6 to tell your stories, and it's over by 7 o'clock. So
okay.
come back at 6 and start sharing your stories.
Very good. Well, we'll see everybody at 3 o'clock, and they'll get the right time from you at the head of the class instead of me.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you. Have
Bye-bye.
A great day. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.